Erin McCarley has just released her debut album called Love Save the Empty. But there's a good chance you've already heard one or two of her songs, which have been featured on TV shows like Grey's Anatomy and Ghost Whisperer. Rock critic Ken Tucker thinks McCarley's an example of a new business model in the music industry.
That song by Erin McCarley called Pony It's Okay has been played in prime time on Grey's Anatomy, One Tree Hill, Ghost Whisperer, Privileged, and Kyle XY. The title song of her album Love Save the Empty will play over the final scene of the Jennifer Aniston, Ben Affleck movie He's Just Not That Into You, opening next month. Clearly, for someone releasing her rookie effort, McCarley has captured something in the air and is getting it on the air.
Little girls don't know how to be sweet girls. Mama didn't teach me. Little boys don't know how to treat little girls. Daddy didn't show me.
Essentially acoustic singer-songwriter material with elaborate choruses and arrangements, as on the title song I just played, Love Save the Empty is a gathering of songs about the stresses of romance, the exhaustion of infatuation, the excitement of passion, and the left-drained, depressed, and angry aftermath of breaking up. Beyond her music, McCarley can stand as a representative of the new economics of the music business. In the year just ended, album sales were down 14% from 2007. At the same time, online downloads, usually of individual songs, rose 27%, with a little more than a billion songs downloaded. With record companies downsizing and radio wavering as a place to break a hit, getting a song placed on a TV show or a commercial or a movie soundtrack is now a major way to kickstart a career. Erin McCarley recorded this album in Nashville, that most commercial of music industry cities, and while she's making pop, not country music, it definitely has a polished sheen.
Here's to who you are to me. No wishing well could ever bring you. Celebrate my smile. You color my depressive mood. From gray to the most brilliant blue. Shape every tear into a candy sky.
McCarley worked on this album for over 2 years. There's little here, in terms of emotion or imagery, that you haven't heard in her acknowledged influences such as Alanis Morissette or Fiona Apple or Amy Mann. But it's quality craft work. At her best, Erin McCarley is making music for the masses in a way that avoids cheap cynicism. The question is whether music that can serve as the soundtrack to a poignant moment in a primetime soap opera can also speak to you on some level. If so, McCarley, and you and I, have a place in the new economy of pop.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Erin McCarley's debut album, Love Save the Empty.